All right, let's get started this morning. So the title today that I have for you is called Real Faith is More Than Words. Our verse is James 2:14. And James 2:14 says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone?" Real faith is more than words. Everything you do must be backed up with action. Otherwise, the words mean nothing. A lot of y'all have heard me say that quite a few times, that we can say things, but if our actions don't back up what we're saying, our words really don't mean anything. So in the United States, there are many people who say they're a Christian. In fact, several recent studies reveal about 70% of the population claims that they are Christians. And yet many of these people appear to live according to their own rules, not by trusting in God's word. What they say about their faith and how they choose to live don't match up. Real faith is more than this, than just the words we say. For instance, I could say that I'm the best dancer in the world, but that wouldn't make it true. And the moment I started dancing, you knew it wasn't true. Just because you say you have faith doesn't mean it's true. This is what James is addressing in the verse. What's the use in saying you have faith if it doesn't show up in the way you live and the way you do things? James isn't saying we are saved by our words. The Bible's clear that we are saved by faith in Jesus. Nothing more and nothing less. But our attitudes and actions should be evidence of our faith. This is the difference between fake faith and real faith. In this time of pandemic and upheaval and chaos, our faith must be real. Our response to these events should come from our faith, not from our fears. This is a time to put our faith into action. There are thousands of promises from God in the Bible. You need these promises to stay stable and strong right now. But to access these promises, you need to fully trust God. That's the kind of faith that will lead to answered prayers and a changed life. It's a faith that will save you. So how do you know if you have real faith, one that will stand up to life's biggest pressures? Take a look at your actions and see if they back up what you say you believe. As you do that, remember, the good news is you can start today. There is no condemnation in Christ. If you think your faith hasn't been real, tell that to God. Tell him you haven't been living according to the things you believe. Tell him you are ready for that change. Tell him you want to do it right now. And watch how he begins to transform your life. Walk the walk, don't just talk the talk. Let us pray. God, we love you. We thank you, God, that you give us the ability to have faith in you, God. And I pray that we can have the faith. You know, Jesus said the faith of a mustard seed. Mustard seed's one of the smallest things there is. But he said if we have the faith of just that mustard seed, just that little bit of faith, we can do miraculous things through him. God, we seek you. We need you. God, I pray that everybody that's on the call today will put their faith in you, that when we live the chaos of this life and have the things that happen in this life that happen to us each and every day, God, that we have the faith in you, that you have our back, that you are our safety net, God. When we fall, that you're always there to catch us. We love you and we thank you for all you do and your guidance and your wisdom, and just pray that, God, that we live a life that brings you glory and makes you proud. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, we love you so much. Thank you for letting us be together today. Hey, guys, hope you all enjoyed the message. Remember, walk the walk, don't just talk the talk. Have a great day.